Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys. see, now you got me nervous, right?
Oh boy.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Oh, I'm nervous now.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up? Totally cool.
And the official second guest of the show ever, Fran Gillespie.
How you doing?
Whoa!
Francis!
What?
She's cool after all.
I had to.
Yeah, okay. She simply
you did have
to
speak. You had to speak.
In that case. Wait, let's give Fran some credits. You know, she's a comedy extraordinaire. Wow. SNL. Fucking.
It's for certain people.
Yeah. Yeah. Not everybody's cup of tea.
Look, I love it. I think Fran's hilarious, but not everyone.
Oh yeah. A certain sect.
Fran's a hit with slopheads. Slopheads love Fran.
Wow. Well, I gotta say, I was just remarking about how nervous I am because this podcast might be, after The Daily, of course, the podcast I listen to the most. It's Sloppy Boys and Michael Barbaro.
I can see your taste, the through line between those.
Yeah. Yes, the Venn diagram, culture.
Barbaro should really lean into that, I'm Michael Barbaro, see you tomorrow. But he just says it like it's his name doesn't rhyme with tomorrow.
Unfortunately, he very much leans into it, and he's kind of become a cult of personality, I think. Barbaro tomorrow, yeah.
I don't listen as much.
There was like an entire episode he did about how someone sent in a voice memo that was like, I'm Michael tomorrow, see you Barbaro.
That's so weird to do a whole episode about that because that's not what I go to that show for.
No, it was also like last week when all the Afghanistan stuff was going on. No. So I thought it was not a very well-timed episode.
I listen to that show to make sure my skip button is working.
Michael.
Yeah, I don't listen to that shit.
Stop.
No, I do sometimes. I do every one so often.
It keeps you abreast.
Before we get deeper into the show, does anybody have COVID or are we okay this episode?
I'm not contagious. I think I probably have a few COVIDs kind of clinking and clanking around in the lungs.
I was looking for nose across the board.
Tim doesn't have COVID. Come on. If I took a test,
I would be positive. You too, Jeff, probably, right?
Yeah, I mean, I took a test this afternoon and I was positive. So we're all, you know.
That means nothing. What are you talking about?
Oh my God, I kept getting false positives over and over again. False positives.
I'm negative, but in my life have definitely had many a false positive. But I was going to say about your Sunset Strip episode, I like hearing the exact point that Tim got COVID. You could actually hear a droplet landing in his mouth.
I think it was when I was on the mechanical bull, you could hear a little splat.
You kind of from the bull,
It was. When you were on the bull, you kind of hear like, wazoo! And that is a droplet landing in your nose.
That is so humiliating that the weekend that I had leading up to having it, and that we had to cancel a Sloppy Boys concert and stuff, the image of myself on a mechanical bull is such an egregious, the dumbest. I mean, because I was riding it being like, well, I have a mask on.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's for a podcast.
It's also just funny to be like, God, how could this have happened? I'm vaccinated. I don't do anything. And then it's like you put out a podcast. It's like inside seven different bars in like arguably the most touristy area in Los Angeles.
Yeah, the dumbest part of LA. Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're in a classic bar. No windows. Absolutely packed to the gills. This is where it's at, you guys.
We're pulling our masks down to talk to people.
This is what the Sunset Strip is all about.
I'm starting to think that I'm not the brainiac I had hoped.
I'm still holding out hope.
Yeah, hope. Maybe I'll end up being a brainiac.
I'm holding out hope. Oh, brother.
Oh, God.
You guys sent me that thing that said I had to be vaccinated to go on your podcast.
You got that. Good.
Yes. We don't want the droplets to come through.
But we said you had to be Johnson & Johnson.
Yes, I had to be Johnson & Johnson. So, of course, I got the third shot. Mm-hmm. I think it's not good. Two Modernas, one Johnson and Johnson. Yeah,
I did one of each,
just to spread it out, spread out the risk.
Just spread it out. I spread the. What am I trying to say here? Spread the vaccine, not the virus. Okay, let's move on.
Booze news, hit it.
Huh?
We gotta find a headline. That's our first clue. Put it in our notebook, and now what do we do? It's booze news, booze news.
Okay.
We gotta talk to Pepsi, that's our second clue. We put it in our notebook, and now what do we do? It's booze news, booze news. We gotta go to Walmart and get that fireball, and put it in our notebook, and you know what to do. It's booze news, booze news.
He thinks we have notebooks?
Then we sit down in our drinking chair and drink.
It's Blue's Clues, Jeff.
Drink. Drink, cause when we use our minds and take a sip at a time, we can drink anything that we wanna drink.
Familiar to anybody?
Yes.
Beautiful.
That's Michael,
the blues, that's the Blues Clues theme.
Yes, and that was sent to us by Emmett Rogers, but then when I was poking around, I also found this one by Tom Herrick. Hit it!
Ooh.
Well, when we find a topic about the drinks for you, we put it on our podcast, and now what do we do?
Crazy.
Booze news, booze news. Well, we sit down in our drinking chair and drink. Drink. Drink.
Wow.
When we lose our minds on beer, liquor, and the wine, so we can booze anything that we want to use.
It's booze news, you little blue turds.
Man, the parallel thinking, Tim.
This
is like when Armageddon and Deep Impact came out right on the heels of each other.
Or those two Truman Capote movies.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Fran. Mm-hmm.
In Cold Blood and then... Oh, no, Capote, and then, oh, my God, Capote was great, and then there was one that starred...
I think it was called Capote's Kind of Grody.
Oh.
That was the other one, yeah.
It reminds me also of when those, like, Lord of the Rings movies came out, one, and then the year after they had another one.
Yeah.
You know...
Oh, also Friends with Benefits and Fuck Buddies. Remember when those two movies came out the same year?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake and Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman.
Mm-hmm. I liked Portman and Kutcher were better than the other one, I think.
Mm.
That was Steve Jobs interesting. Also. Steve Jobs, yep.
There are three, I think, for Steve Jobs. Well, if you include the Funny or Die one.
Right. Yeah, I thought that was the first one you were talking about.
I know. I don't know the Steve Jobs ones.
No, there's Steve, and there's There was the Kutcher one,
the
Kutcher and the Fassbender.
So Kutcher's in like every movie that they're making doubles of.
He's just kind of doing the thing where he hears about a movie being made and he's like, I want to do that one too. doing that already.
Just
always sort of.
Fine, I'll do The Ranch again. Okay.
It was the most popular show on Netflix after all.
Oh, schooled my ass.
I'm not going to spoil you.
My parents watched The Ranch, and they were like, we didn't like it.
My parents fucking bought The Ranch.
Why'd you watch the whole fucking thing? They're like,
my parents like ranch dressing. We're from the Midwest. Who cares?
Oh, shit. My mom might be listening to this. Mom, you didn't buy The Ranch. Love you.
Why is that bad for her to hear?
Buy The Ranch means that somebody dies.
Really?
Bought the farm.
Whew. Mom, I apologize for nothing.
Well, Mike, is this one of those cases where like the saying bought the ranch and
I said bought the ranch, but bought the farm, I guess, is the one I've heard. I think bought the ranch means, so bought the farm means you die. Bought the ranch means you live a full, happy life with many loved ones around you.
Again, two similar properties, those two phrases.
I think one of them's not a phrase.
I think one of them might be wrong.
I had mentioned before that one time when I was a kid, I said, oh, that sucks. That sucked. And my dad was like, Tim, don't say sucks. That's like if you said, bit the big one.
I have a cousin whose name is Dylan. And when I was like 8 or 9, a nickname I would call him was Dildo. I had no idea what it meant, but I would just be like, Dildo. No idea. Absolutely no concept. I really was just screaming dildo.
People used to say that to me when I was a kid, too.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Okay, he's gone. He's gone.
he just popped in.
Yeah. He might be buying
the
ranch.
Okay, can I get to the fucking news?
Oh, yeah, shit.
Thank you.
Fran, you know that you've heard the show. You know we talk too much about seltzer. Probably.
Oh my gosh, I'm drinking one right now. The White Claw of it all.
White Claw, is that a mango?
Mango, not a great flavor. It's not a great flavor. It kind of tastes like there's a chemical in it, but you know, I wanted to loosen up.
I wonder how a chemical got in there.
I think that your palate is correct. There's definitely a chemical in
loosen
it.
Loosen up before the shots?
Yeah, I wanted to get drunk before I took shots.
I fear this episode, but go ahead. I fear myself.
Fran, foreshadowing here, but you're drinks aside, you're a big pickle fan. You like to eat pickles.
Yeah, one of my favorite foods. I would say pickles and pretzels are my two favorite foods.
Ooh, you like the salt.
Oh, yeah, they're both good bar foods. Now, what if I told you that there was a hard pickle seltzer? Yes.
I have to say, I do think I've heard. I am not surprised, but go on.
Brewmate and Cook and Marker did a collab. They did an April Fool's joke where they just like posted about having a pickle seltzer. And it became kind of an internet-y thing. And then they were like, let's actually do it. So now you can buy a pickle-flavored hard seltzer, 100 calories, 5% alcohol. And I'm wondering, is this intriguing? You think this is just a stunt? Or because I feel like I would, if I had to vote Yanny or Nanny on this one, I think I'm a Yanny and I would want to taste it. Because
definitely
I do like
would taste
savory.
It. But you got to ask the question, are they actually using brine or is it some chemical that's made to taste like brine?
Simulate, yeah.
Right.
Simulate, thank you.
They're not saying. I'm looking in this article.
Well, they've got to say.
Away.
No, they can't. They must be forthcoming about the brine.
Especially when it comes to brine. Yeah, I think
please.
That... It's probably artificial, right? I think pickle brine is weird.
You would think.
It's so much easier to make brine, isn't it? Brine is handy. It's
well,
plentiful.
Everyone thinks cheaper. That brine is vinegar, but really it's like water that had garlic ferment in it, like dill and cucumbers.
Definitely fermented. But I will say something about pickles and pickle juice is you actually, who cares, but you actually burn calories eating a pickle because they are so low calorie that they're like 5 calories and you burn calories by eating a pickle because it takes more effort and energy to eat a pickle than our calories in a pickle.
Oh especially God. If you do a super chew, you know, where you're like.
Yeah, if you do a super chew, that will definitely kind of get the calories up. And I'm not saying that because I am like a calorie counter. I really don't have the patience for that. But it definitely is something about pickles and pickle brine where I like never feel guilty about having multiple pickles in one sitting because it's not like. And to me, it's a treat. It's almost a dessert.
Yeah. Do you ever feel too salty after? You ever wake up in the middle of the night going pah, pah, pah?
Yes, definitely. I am more of a salty than a sweet. I actually don't really like sweets, but I love anything salty. And I will say one time I graduated from college and Ben Rogers gave me like a huge tub of pickles. Maybe I've told you this before.
Nice.
But it was after college, so it was, I obviously had absolutely no money. And so instead of buying food, I was eating pickles. And there was maybe like 200 pickles in this jar. It was from a fancy pickle place on the Lower East Side. I forget what it was. But I could think of it. I could remember it.
Russ and Daughters.
Give me a second. No, it was an actual pickle maker. But so I ate so many pickles that I like brined my insides. And my poop was like white and looked like raisins.
No. Like bird shit.
It was so crazy. I was like shitting out ghosts.
Oh, no.
Have you ever seen like mold on dog poop?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe because I actually didn't feel sick. I just kept eating pickles because I had them. I love pickles and I didn't really have a lot of money for food. And so I was just eating like truly maybe 10, 11, 12 pickles a day. And then it just turned my insides and what I was shitting out was like,
oh, no.
It was like parts of my stomach lining.
It's funny when we have guests on the show, they talk about their shit. I think Gabriel's gotten to some shit talk now.
And the hosts are not allowed, I don't think.
Yes, we are not allowed to talk.
No, it's not really what hosts do. Hosts kind of have to be proper while the guests can kind of discuss.
Classy. We can't talk about anything below the waist.
No!
I will talk. My biggest pickle blunder is probably just getting the... like the Disneyland pickle that's like individually, a little bag of juice with a pickle and it's in a big barrel. I got one time and it was warm and I was summer and it made me sad.
Jeez.
Friend, you gave me a pickle like that for my birthday once. You were, I think, coming from
it's a 7-Eleven. It's called a pickle in a pouch. And they're like a dollar at 7-Eleven and they're like $3 at Disney, but it is like a cheap snack to eat at Disney, especially because Disney has... like almost entirely meat options. It's hard to find a veggie option at Disney, but I'm sure I did give you a pickle in a pouch at one point, but that's not an insult.
You know what I like about the pickle in a pouch is they give you a full-size uncut pickle.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your favorite form of pickle?
Dill spear.
Oh,
so you go like the sliced spear.
I like a dill spear because a full whole pickle, I'm finding that I'm like the way I'm kind of chewing, like gnawing at it. It's like, and I don't know that I could eat a full one of those in one sitting, but I can have two spears and like really not. Like Tim dropped off the pickles this morning at like 11 a.m. and I definitely popped out and had two and then had like four more throughout the day. You know,
I like that though. They did the thing where there's like some full size spears and then they throw a little like half spears on top, like to just top it off.
Ooh. Yeah, it's true. They're really making good use of the space, but the half spears made me feel like there was too many fingers on them.
Oh yeah. I also got my fingers in there a little bit right before I dropped it off.
I noticed that the jar was honestly really easy for me to open, but that's because I'm strong.
There was no pop. My favorite pickles are, have you guys had Bubbies? They're really small and they're,
Cornichons?
You bite into them, they're kind of like, they're rotted out on the inside. They're like these kind of Polish pickles. They've been pickled for so long that they're hollow.
Like how long? Like a week? Like how long does it take to pickle some?
15 minutes.
A long ass time.
Yeah, like years, I think.
No.
To pickle something?
A cucumber to a pickle is probably like months.
Yeah, I buy that.
I thought people pickle things like in jars at their home all the time. Like
no, in their closet for months. Like kimchi takes like months to make.
Damn. Hmm.
Yeah, because it has to ferment. It has to go bad.
I don't know jack shit about pickles, I guess.
I guess you're not the brainiac we hoped.
What's the difference between that pickle and a Cornichon? Do you know what, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I like Cornichon.
I love a Cornichon.
Cornichons are sweet, but what's the difference between a Cornichon and a...
Not the Cornichons I'm talking about. Dill.
Cornichons are sweet. Yeah, the
really?
little Cornichons are like... They're
why
not...
Are they so, why are they so tangy?
Oh, I might be thinking of a gherkin.
Oh, I don't
Cornichon
know.
Cornichon gherkin?
We have a lot to learn.
Oh, see, I think Cornichon and gherkin are the same thing.
Oh.
You know what I like? There's
gherkin,
a
your
fancy
gherkin,
Cornichon.
Cornichon.
Like,
your Hornichon.
Yes.
Yes. Perfect.
That's it. That's yes. It.
Mike, you were saying something about a fancy...
Yes, I was. A fancy Cornichon thing where it's like a little elevator. You pull on like the plastic piece and it brings the bottom...
Oh, like a French press.
Yeah, but you bring it up and it rises all the...
And it rises all the spears.
Oh, I don't know
and
what that is.
And then you just pick them out. It's very wow. fancy. You're paying for the jar on that one.
Oh, jeez.
anybody do a sweet or are we all dill here?
I'm a dill.
Yeah, I'll do them all. I mean, I like a bread and butter pickle on the side for fun, but I like a garlic.
I only like
pickle.
It when it's on like a burger, a bread and butter pickle. That I find like it's a little off putting that there is something sweet there, like Agreed. Sugary. Mm. What do you think, Dutz?
You know, I'll say it. I also bought some Famous Dave's spicy signature pickles.
Oh yeah,
for today. And Damn. I guess I've never really had one. I was disappointed to find out that they are like sweet hot. Like it seems like they're a sweet pickle with some heat
yeah,
in
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And
oh,
so okay. I don't think I'll be using them for today.
But in the genre of sweet pickles, those are good because they're more savory than like your straight bread and butter pickle. Mm-hmm. I've been there. Mm-hmm. I think I was in St. Paul one time and I went to Famous Dave's and had ribs and it was good.
Hmm. Actually, Shit. Tim dropped off spicy pickles today.
Tim, I did.
I do like a spicy pickle brine. Okay. I don't mind it at all, especially now when I'm like so petrified of COVID. I love drinking something and being like, that tastes spicy to me. Like I like having that sensation.
Well,
was spicy.
I totally tasted every morsel the spice. Of spice.
Wait, Tim, your taste is back, right? It was back
my
last
taste,
time?
My taste is back. I would say my smell isn't 100%, but like it's worth eating normal food again.
Do you feel like it's only a matter of time for you, Hanford?
No, yes. I'm dodging it.
The two other hosts?
He's been exposed a lot.
I'm kind of scooting through.
I think you're very resistant, Mike.
Do you feel left out?
Also, I'm a big liar. When I get my test results, I'm like, yep, negative. I'm fine.
Hey. Are we done with booze news?
Wrap it up.
No, I've got booze news.
Do you?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
I've started watching The Sopranos.
Wow.
That's right. I just finished the third episode, and I did not think we were going to be talking about ducks so much. A lot of ducks there. He's
I'm
looking
sorry.
At
him. Sorry, we should have given you a heads up.
No,
about that.
It's not your fault. You didn't know how I would react to it, but I hated it.
Big theme in the first season.
I could barely get through the first two episodes. It's so fucking boring. I think the acting is awful.
Mike, let me blow your hair back.
Yeah.
The ducks are a Salinger reference. Catcher in the Rye. The ducks leave in the pond.
God damn!
Now how do you feel?
I hate that writer.
I also think you got to stick to it because it's like, do you guys remember the first season of Sex and the City where people did two camera confessionals?
Yes, I just watched it recently.
It's awful. It's first season and people do two camera. Like, I'm 32. Do I think I'll ever get married? You tell me. And then it's like, camera.
When I'm in bed, I want to have sex.
They're like making it like a reality show thing.
Yeah.
I was just joking. I really love the show. I think it's great.
Thank you.
I think it's funny though that in the pilot, Tony's accent is like Tony's funny voice isn't there yet. Like he's not doing
really?
Like, it's a little lighter. And then he gets as
he digs
I think
in
now in the third
on.
Episode, he's kind of more like in his nose and breathing a lot.
Cause he also Gandolfini put on probably like 80 pounds during the run of that show. So he gets that more
jowly.
Yeah. He's like a little thin guy.
And we looked it up. He was only 36 when he shot that pilot.
Right.
Pounds.
Yeah. It's
so crazy.
It's funny. The very first scene, if you guys remember, you can just hear his voice and he's kind of talking and then all of a sudden the camera like goes over him. He's like, Carmela, can you go get my prescription? And it's like,
scene?
It's the very first thing he says in the whole series. That's what it was.
That's so
the
weird.
The first scene.
Yes.
I thought it was in the theme song too.
Right. Got my prescriptions.
Woke up prescriptions. Yes.
Got my shelf prescriptions.
Yes. Yeah. That's why it's
kind
of
in
our head.
The car. He's driving the car singing to the camera.
Yes. And also the first line is woke up prescriptions. I don't get that.
I don't get that at all.
It works syllabically.
Yeah.
Yes. That's good that you're watching it. I watched all of Sopranos in like this January and became so obsessed that it was like 4 or 5 hours a day.
Had you seen it before?
I had seen the fourth season.
Yeah, honestly, I had only seen the entire second to last season. It's like the people that I know have seen it. It's like when you watch it, you watch whatever season. And then
I've seen the second to last and last. I know the ending and everything.
I didn't have HBO at the time that it was airing. Right. And so I can kind of mark which episode, which like seasons of The Wire and Sopranos I watched because it was when I had like access to HBO.
Right.
It's an interesting show for me because you guys were saying like, oh, it's a great mob show. It's a great mafia show. And it's like, yeah, kind of. I see it more, honestly, I see it more as just like a show about a very human condition, somebody trying to find struggle with power for sure.
Yeah.
Somebody who's working with their family, their mob family, just balance. It's a really, it's a lot of it is about balance in the show.
That's so awesome.
I guess
that's
there's some really mob stuff in it, but for me, it's a show about balance.
For me, it's about the bada bing. Am I right, boys?
Yeah. I've only seen those scenes.
I just do a compilation of bada bing scenes. What? Can I hear a hell yeah, boys?
Hell yeah. Yeah,
and not the back room.
No.
The front room.
I find those scenes grotesque. Let's just say
the front room, and let's just say I ain't focusing on the bar.
Sorry. No, see, I'm focusing on the bar.
Oh.
Oh, what's that? Is that a bottle of Galliano? Speaking of watching Sopranos in different ways, one time in college, I had watched the new episode without my college roommate. And then when he came back, he was like, hey, did you watch Sopranos yet? And I was like, yeah, I watched it. And he goes, any gunplay?
Oh,
I know who that
gunplay.
Was.
Gunplay.
Gunplay. That's what he was tuning in for, was the gunplay.
I think I know who that is, too.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's your college roommate?
Gunplay. That was my college roommate.
Well, oh, my gosh. That's interesting.
This was the same guy who told me that in the Army, you're taught that if you... if someone's messing with you, you're like fighting you in hand-to-hand combat, you take your knife and stab them in the taint and it will suck the knife up into their body and cut up their organs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yep.
So that's we're dealing with here.
That's cool science.
Any knife play?
That is definitely science.
Yeah, and you can't question it because it's Army stuff. So you don't know. You don't
now,
know.
Did
Nobody
he have
knows.
Any affiliation with the Army or just a fascination?
Not that I knew of.
Just kind of into
it. Yeah, I don't know about
he
that.
He had confidence in that story.
Well, is that it for Booze News?
Wrap it up. I like that one. That really feels wrapped up.
We're wrapped up. What do
like,
we...
It compacted the trash that was Booze News.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Bane, let's get into the drink of the day, which is the pickleback shot. You've had?
I've had.
Oh,
we've,
yes.
We've all had.
Yes, we've had.
Introduced by our very guest to me.
Yes.
Yes.
And really?
Timmy?
I looked up the history of the drink, but first I want to, I think, Fran, I had maybe had this once at Bird's. And then I met you, and I've had it a few times with you. But this is a Fran Gillespie classic. Where, when, how did it come to be that you love pickleback shots?
Okay, well, very much have a taste for the alcohol in every single way, and I feel like I got. Do you guys subscribe to the idea that like the first time you got fucked up on whatever you got fucked up on, you can't really drink that anymore?
No.
Do you guys feel that way?
Like, I don't think so.
You got so fucked up that like the first time that you got sick or whatever, and now you can't really do it anymore.
I have that with some foods,
temporarily,
but not
nothing has stood the test of time. I can drink everything now.
Wow, interesting.
But I know what you mean, Fran, with like having a negative association with something.
Yeah,
and you can't
totally.
Go near it.
What's that called? Taste aversion. It's called taste aversion.
Oh, taste aversion. Okay, wow. I never knew that label. But I definitely, when I was like first drinking in like, you know, my teenage years, I drank beer all the time and got sick all the time and would do like full blown like Edward 40 hands and waterfalls and like every single quarters, every game under the sun, and just got so fucked up on beer for so many teenage years that then I all of a sudden was like, I can't drink beer anymore. I just can't do it. I can't drink nasty beer. It just is so disgusting to me. And so I turned to hard liquor, as one would. And I think like whiskey definitely tasted the best to me, but I knew that just like whiskey shot after whiskey shot was also not great. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to like, then I became familiar with the back world. Okay. Mm-hmm. Which would be like a Coke back or a water back or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's none of that. That's all what they're called, but you like have a shot and then have something right after it. And then I loved pickles. I was at a bar with my brother, actually near where Hanford lives now. It was like maybe like a cool 2008. And we got pickle juice, picklebacks, and I drank the Jameson, drank the pickle juice. Absolutely felt like I had never drank the Jameson. And I was like, this is the most fucking delicious thing I've ever had in my life. It's also cheap. It's all you're just paying for a shot. It's also like you also can order them anywhere where places have food because they have pickle brine, which is disgusting, I know. But it was something I learned early on where even if it's not on the menu, you can be like, but I see you have pickle juice.
I did my research.
I looked at the menu, okay? I have proof.
Yes. If you don't want to do the juice, I will ring the pickle myself.
But it also, I think I was really drawn to it because I'm a very social drinker and shots, doing shots is a very social thing as opposed to like people getting a martini on their own, a paper plane on their own, whatever you want to get on your own, Negroni on your own. A shot is a very communal thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like basically the reason I like drinking is like being with people, taking a shot, kind of like people getting loose, whatever, having fun. And then I just was like having picklebacks. People get excited about them because they're like, what are you talking about? Inevitably, there's always someone that's like, we're drinking pickle juice.
Of course. But, like, but those are the people you want to convert because like,
no, of course.
That's me every time we do.
What? they're weird. And people like them more often than you'd think.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
People feel an aversion.
I think that bartenders like, even when it's not on the menu and you ask for it, I have never had them like roll their eyes that they have to go find the pickle juice. I think they're kind of excited to do it for you.
Yes. And also a lot of times bartenders will do them with you because they're like, oh, whatever. And to me, my like whatever justification I have for my like drinking problem, I think the brine erases the Jameson. And so I'm like always I'm always leaving with a clear conscience. I'm like, I barely drank anything. I just had four picklebacks.
Doesn't count.
It doesn't. I swear to God, it doesn't count.
Pickle,
the pickle juice
is like,
erases it all.
It's better it's better electrolytes than Gatorade, right?
Really?
It's definitely like has so much sodium in it that you like feel less hungover.
When we say electrolytes, what are we talking about? Because it always sounded to me like Gatorade has electrolytes, and I picture like three or four little electric lights floating around in the bottle.
You know the stuff that helps Michael Jordan dunk?
Yes.
Pickle juice is pretty much chock full of those.
There's more of that in a pickle juice.
There's about four more of that in a pickle juice than any given water.
So this is fascinating that your first pickleback was in Brooklyn, and then what you estimated the year around, what do you say, 2008 maybe?
2008, it was at a bar named Woodwork that was on Vanderbilt that's no longer there. But then I really, really got into getting a handle of Jameson, getting a jar of pickles, bringing a bunch of Dixie cups, and pretty much any party I went to, having people do pickle juice
shots. That's good.
It's very fun, and it's an event show. We saw when we talked about Fireball, like internally at the company that makes Fireball, they call it like an event shot or a novelty shot. And it's like those Jägermeister and a few other things are like, nobody ever just takes a shot by themselves. But if you can, you give people a fun, weird thing to do, especially at the end of the night, then those always sell because people like to get a little weird.
It's funny because Jaeger and Fireball, I think I don't want picklebacks associated with because I think that is like
sweet.
Lower level.
Ooh.
Lower level.
Shots not, fired, wow. Fran.
Sorry, Hanford.
Not sophisticated.
Sorry.
No, no, it's low level stuff. I'll just go back to my fucking rat hole and shoot myself in the head. Is that what you want?
I gotta say, Jaeger to me is college, and Picklebacks to me is sophistication.
What about when the Jaeger is really cold out of the freezer?
No,
sophistication.
Dude.
No.
I don't think I've actually had a Jaeger bomb. I've had a Jaeger before, I've tasted it, but I've never done a shot.
Jaeger bombs are so gnarly. I just remember Jaeger bombs, there was a deal at this bar in Chicago that was like dollar Jaeger, and it was just a full red solo cup of Jaeger.
No.
Oh, no.
For a dollar in Chicago.
No. Nothing makes my stomach bounce. Like at the end of a night, if I've got a bunch of liquor and food in me and I have a Jaeger shot, it's like a risky situation.
Oof.
I agree. I think that also a Jaeger bomb, much like, I'm sorry, I don't know what it's called now. You guys did an episode about him. Irish car bomb. What are they called now?
A Guinness shot bomb. Or whatever. Yeah.
But it's just so much fucking liquid.
Yeah.
You're just, and that's like what thick. A Jaeger bomb too. You're just like, oh my God, I'm like sloshing around. And
what does Jaeger go into in a Jaeger bomb? Just a beer?
Is it Red Bull?
Normal beer, I think. Oh, Red Bull?
Yeah, I think it's Red Bull plus something.
Ugh, yuck. Jesus Christ.
But a Jaeger bomb's been around longer than Red Bull, right?
Probably.
I don't know.
But what I like, you know, the Guinness bomb, there's a reason to chug it because the Bailey's will curdle when it touches the beer.
Yes.
And with the Pickleback, nothing's going to curdle, but there is this idea that you are erasing the Jameson, and there's like a reason to do it fast. And it does make you think like you are canceling it all out. But so listen to this. You were pretty close to the very origin of this drink, Fran. This is not on the IBA. We're going rogue, but from liquor.com, they say
should be on the IBA.
Yeah, we'll get it there. This fucking drink started in Brooklyn in 2006.
Holy shit.
Really?
The Bushwick Country Club, a dive bar kind of cheekily named Country Club. Have you guys ever been there? I think I have. It's technically in Williamsburg. I think it had been zoned as Bushwick and now it's Williamsburg, but it's kind of like a charming little divey bar.
Is it still around?
It is still around. And the thing about it is it was right next to the headquarters, the New York headquarters for McClure's Pickles. McClure's makes their pickles in Detroit and Brooklyn. And we, with the Birthday Boys, we did New York Sketch Fest in 2008 or 9, and it was sponsored by McClure's, and we were eating those pickles. They were free all weekend.
Backstage, it was Newcastle, Red Bulls, and McClure's pickles were
all their
could have as much as you wanted.
Wow, that's so funny that they wouldn't. See, and I also got to say, I was talking to Hanford about this the other week. I always called them Jamie Picklebacks because I was always drinking Jameson with them. I always thought it was called a Jamie Pickleback because I only would drink Jameson. But a pickleback is just a pickleback proper. It just means you're drinking pickle juice after anything. Just like you could get a vodka pickleback where you do a shot of vodka and are just drinking pickles. Yeah.
And in fact, that was the original one. The bartender said, I saw an interview where he said some lady came in and she wanted to drink pickle juice, and so she had vodka and followed it with a shot of pickle juice, and she was like, it's good, why don't you try it? And the bartender tried it, he liked it, and then told another bartender, and then they ran it as a drink special. But they switched from vodka to whiskey because they were using shitty whiskey like Old Crow, and they were thinking like, oh, you drink your worst whiskey and then you erase it with pickle juice.
Yeah.
And then that caught on. And then at a bar somewhere, I think I want to say Lower East Side, maybe, there's a place called Whiskey Town.
I think it's not there anymore.
Not there anymore. It's they picked it up and then they started doing the Jameson, and then it got more popular with Jameson and people didn't want to drink the Old Crow.
Anyway. I thought this was like an old time, like
me too,
from the old country type of thing.
It's no wonder you call that other stuff like college, because you couldn't have had one of these in college. It didn't exist yet.
I gotta say,
I just think of Jameson as like I don't know. I think that Jameson is nicer than Fireball. Sorry.
It's nicer.
You're right. You are correct.
Hey, I don't work for Fireball. I don't invent Fireball. I just love
you
the
just
taste.
Drink it all day.
I have to say, watching Hanford ask a bar, kind of like a cooler hip bar, if they have Fireball, really brings me so much joy. We'll be places and he's like, "You don't have Fireball, do you?" And they're like, "No."
we did that do
when so you were funny.
On the strip. On the strip, they didn't have it.
Yeah, well, no, they didn't. They had it at the Saddle Ranch. That's what I had there.
And at the last, when we were waiting for our Uber, we like ordered it and they like didn't have one or something.
What about at Ye Rustic? You ordered it and he didn't, but he gave you some other cinnamon thing that he shook.
Oh, yeah. He made up something. He was like,
"I'll make you something like a Fireball." Yeah.
It wasn't Goldschlager. Yeah.
He's like, "This is what I make when people ask." I was like, "Oh, okay." And it didn't taste like it. Like
you
that at
can't
all.
Be fucking shooting at the hip to make a Fireball. It's probably pretty down to the damn, you know, ounce.
I said we got to get into this one because I'm
okay. Let me give you the recipe here, and then we'll go.
Great.
So you line up two shots in front of you. One is an ounce and a half of Jameson, uh-huh. Irish whiskey.
Easy.
The other one is an ounce and a half of McClure's pickle brine. Now, the guy who invented it said, "It's just not the same without McClure's spicy pickle brine."
Ah,
so okay. For me and Fran, I went to the Bristol Farms in Pasadena and I saw they had garlic dill and I said, no, spicy.
Wow.
But I ate one of the pickles and they are very spicy. So drinking this stuff might be kind of intense for us.
I love it.
Well, I went to my local grocery store and I found the McClure's and they had bread and butter pickles and spicy pickles. And they had the thickest amount of dust I've ever seen on a pickle jar. So I said, "I'm not going to eat these." And I got a Vlasic Stackers.
Yeah.
Oh, you got Stackers?
Vlasic Stackers. Because I got some sandwich stuff here that I'm going to put on the Vlasic Stackers.
That's always the best in a bodega where they're like fancy stuff has not been touched. You go for like maraschino cherries that are like $8.99. And you're like, "Sir, there's a cat shitting on this." And they're like, yeah, you definitely still owe us $9.
No, this was like a decent, not like a Whole Foods, but like a decent grocery store. Mm. And it was on the bottom shelf. Like, isn't bottom shelf usually like the cheapest stuff? It was all crazy. And I said, "Damn, I know exactly what I'm going for." The Stork.
Classic Vlasic.
I got the Vlasic.
Classic Vlasic Stacker.
So,
all right,
we'll get the drinks and then we'll do the shots.
We'll get the drinks and then we'll bring them live.
Here. Yeah, bring it all back here. Folks, we'll be right back. I'm just bringing the bottle and the jar over to next to the computer, and we're
Me
just going to rock.
Me too. Come on right. now.
Yeah, okay, let's do that. Love it.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
They're so funny. Like the drinks you guys have more alcohol in it than this.
Yeah.
Not as many as we're going to be doing.
We're going to do two.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Well, Why are you saying this? Is there some sort of...
We got to talk Jamiroquai on the Patreon after this, so we can't get too drunk, Jeff.
Yeah, no, we won't.
Why do you have a secret?
No, there's no secret.
You're being kind of sneaky, Pete.
You're being a coy boy, Jeff. What's going on?
Coy boy.
No coy boy. Two is good.
All right, I'm going to bring us back in. Folks, we're back. We're just figuring out our situations.
I'm all poured up.
All poured up.
I'm ready to go.
I don't have fucking Jameson. I've got Seagram 7 or Bullet Bourbon. What should I do?
Bullet's better.
Yeah. Bullet's better, but people have told us on Instagram to boycott Bullet. I can't remember the reason.
Oh, ooh. I'm sorry. I don't know the reason either. Well, maybe too much gunplay?
Yeah, way too much. Well, follow your heart, Jeff.
I do want to say that I looked up the pickles from the Lower East Side, and they're called Gus's Pickles. So Gus's Pickles are so delicious, if you only eat Gus's Pickles for 10 days straight, you'll shit mold.
So to everyone listening, it's like, get Gus's, eat them, but also eat other foods as well.
Yeah, yes. That can be just so confusing.
Your stomach becomes the pickle jar. You become a fermenter.
Do not do this thing where, like, you take this pickle challenge, eat them for a month, and then send us photographs of your shit. That is not what we want to do here.
Even though the pickle challenge is raising awareness.
Yes.
Yeah.
For
mold
shits.
And we will be donating
for mold shits. We don't want to know about it.
And we will be matching donations. Yeah.
Yes. For every picture you send in, we'll match a picture donation.
Yeah, we'll send a picture of our shit to a doctor.
We'll take 10 days to eat only pickles begrudgingly. Okay,
all right.
Here's what I'm going to do, guys.
Let's see them. Hold them up.
I recently decided that we're going to be the types of guys that when we take our shots, we clang them off the table.
Yeah.
I've done that forever, and you always need eye contact, too.
You need eye contact, even on Zencaster, but I don't think we need to do it for the second shot, right? The back just goes straight back.
The back just goes back.
And I do also want to point out, well, whatever, I'll talk about it after this. The fact that it's even Jameson to pickle juice.
Weird.
I don't know about that. I think it should be less. I always do less pickle juice.
You only need like a thimble of pickle juice. You don't need an ounce and a half.
Exactly,
Timmy. Mm.
Exactly.
It's insane.
Exactly.
I don't want to have a salty sleep.
No, it's so much brine. It really is just an ounce and a half of brine is just so much. So I will drink it, to be honest, to the pod, but not my normal stees.
Well, this is totally fucking cool. I have three pickle seeds in my pickle juice. This is going to suck.
Hanford, sorry, Mike.
That's the thing. Well, let's do the shot and then we'll talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bottoms up.
Cheers. Whoop, hey, hi, okay. Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oof. Love it.
That
spicy
feeling when you have to do three gulps of pickle juice. Oh.
That is not a good tea. FW.
All right.
Okay.
These Vlasic Stackers are bread and butter. I did not know that. I thought they were dill.
Oh, Michael.
Hanford,
sucks.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
Here's the thing. Also, with the
Two ingredients.
When I went to go get pickles, I was like, I'm going to take a good look at that brine because I have old ass pickle juice in my fridge that I've just been holding on to for this. And then when I looked at them, I was like, I got these ovals, I got relish, I got the stackers,
relish.
and they all have just like shards and seeds and like there's just a bunch of other stuff. If you get whole pickles, it's just like clean water. It's like pickle water.
Yeah.
The idea that you think you could do a pickleback with relish water.
It's like
that's
sludge.
Hanford level. Reserve that for Hanford. Reserve that
all
for
right,
Hanford.
Round two.
Whoa, hold on.
Huh? Oh, I'm on round three.
Jesus. This was kind of funny is that I like Jameson, so that first shot was kind of delicious. And then this McClure's pickle juice is absolutely divine. And it's,
is it spicy?
It is spicy.
I have to say, we are living the fucking dream right now with the Jameson McClure's combo. I finished that shot. I am thirsty for another.
I know.
This is how saying. You stay in business, okay? I literally am, I am so pumped to take another shot. You know, it might even turn into just me sneaking sippos because...
We could do a small one.
I can do a small
one. We can do a small one.
It is funny, like that salt me, like I want to hydrate with more Jameson.
Hmm. Yeah, I will say just it's a little too much pickle juice for the amount of Jameson, especially because McClure's is pretty spicy.
Yeah.
And like when you're doing like a couple gulps of pickle juice, it's a little too much.
No, the idea of doing a middle swallow with pickle juice is awful. And I agree. This stuff is spicy. I would do just, you know, maybe like a quarter of a shot is all.
Hey, I did a middle swallow with the Vlasic and I had a blast.
That's a Vlasic blast.
It did. I will say the McClure's spicy pickle juice cleared my nose. Like, I feel like I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I just did a, what do you call those that you squirt up your nose?
Neti pot.
Nasal. It's like a neti pot. It really does. It kind of. This has to be some sort of like ancient cure for something, and Brooklyn just kind of took it over and was like, "A Jamie Pickleback." We're gonna find out that like in
the Aztecs 500
BC. Yeah, exactly. We're gonna see cave drawings of like
the best fucking parties ever.
Michael.
What? I told you on my fourth.
my. I definitely feel cleared up. I feel like I'm happy to report that washed away any COVID I had left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
I have cure. Heard it's a cure. I have heard that JB Pickleback, if you just do it straight up the nose, that will make you COVID free.
We should spread the word about that because like that could be really helpful to a lot of people.
The burps aren't great, I will say. The sort of like backfire, not great. It's just a lot of intense flavor, but...
What about if the pickle erases the Jameson? What do you think about a Jameson pickle on the rocks and you sip it like a cocktail? Do you think that would work?
I don't know if you want to hang out with it quite that much, but I would try it.
Yeah. I would try it, but I would be really wary of how much pickle juice I added to the Jameson on the rocks.
Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll be brave. I might be brave.
You
could
definitely try if you had like a podcast or something.
Maybe I'll start a podcast where I'm trying drinks.
Yeah, instead of this one where we kind of really know our shit. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are just experts talking about making cocktails. But
I'm curious. On my third one, we should do our second one. But on my third one, I think I might try like a different liquor, like a vodka shot or a rum shot or something.
I would definitely do a different pickleback. I definitely have done, I will say... every single sort of pickleback, like gin back, vodka back, and vodka back is pretty good. I mean, like a pickleback with vodka.
Yeah, that good. Feels like the most natural one. Gin is interesting for the cocktail idea I was talking about. I think maybe what I would do is look around. I have a few different bottles of whiskey. Maybe I get my cheapest whiskey and see if it erases.
Honestly,
it
I did the Seagram 7, which is like fine. It's not. One you mentioned from Williamsburg,
Old Crow.
But now next up, I'm gonna do a little bullet and try to enjoy myself.
Yeah, maybe I'll try.
So you're kind of you're against cancel culture, right, Jeff? That your whole thing is like, hey, give Bullet a chance.
Yeah, we got to have a path back to society for Bullet.
Bullet's on tour and Dunn's buying a ticket. That's okay. That's okay.
Wait, speaking of weird shots. And yes. Fran, you're from Chicago. Do you have any feelings on Malort?
Malort.
Malort is a wormwood
liqueur. That like a licorice sort of?
Yes, it kind of like tastes like medicine. Yes, it's like a. It's like. It looks kind of like whiskey or something, but it's Swedish, and it's got kind of a little licorice, and then almost like a. Like, you know that Listerine that's not minty, but it's like that original Listerine?
Yeah, the, okay, the yellow
yeah.
one.
That's yellow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good.
I was trying to get that back.
The gold.
I need to kind of finish off a bottle of that I have at my house in Brooklyn because I got it at a bodega. It's like 100 ounces and all the instructions are in Israeli. Huh.
I'll decipher that for you.
I don't know why, but they got an import from.
Yeah. Man, those old products like Listerine and Gold Bond, they really do not fuck around, huh? Like,
They don't change their look.
People like when something's gross. In the old days, they like if it was gross. They would have believed that it was doing more if it tasted
like.
Bad,
you know? I mean, I'm a fan of like Old Spice as far as like grandpa smells in the bathroom and stuff. Like, I like a classic Old Spice. But I'll tell you this is TMI, but hey, I've had a shot. I burned my balls once with Gold Bond.
Oh, yeah. The medicated Gold Bond.
That was their slogan. Burn your balls Gold Bond.
I'm not sure what Gold Bond is.
It's like powder. So if your balls feel nice, you want to like burn them up.
Oh.
They've been feeling too good lately. You want to cut them down?
I didn't know what it was. My only familiarity is that Neil every night is like, put this on. I'm like, okay. And he makes me kind of.
Gives you a throat dusting.
Shake it over him.
Oh yeah, and for the listener who doesn't know, Fran is good friends with Neil.
Oh. Campbell, yes.
Contest winner
Neil Campbell, and
contest
winner Neil. Oh yes, yes, yes. And I also know Lazy Guy.
Oh yeah,
lazy guy, the lizard,
yeah.
Of course.
You're lazy. Yeah,
lives
yeah,
at your home.
Yes, he does.
He darkens your doorway.
I had kind of a sad turn of events recently. I was telling Neil that I was walking in Griffith Park, and I saw a lizard. And he was laying there just like Lazy Guy, all spread out, real funny. And I got up close, took a picture. He was not, didn't move, got a little closer.
Oh, no.
He had croaked.
He's dead guy.
No.
He passed.
He bought the farm
actually,
down
he
there.
He passed away, yeah.
Dude. Purchased the ranch.
I got to say, he purchased the ranch. There were definitely a few days where there was like a smell from under our stairs, exactly where Lazy hangs out. And we didn't
smell.
See Lazy. And I definitely sort of like introduced the idea that perhaps the smell and Lazy missing were connected. And that was, I would say, a dark time for us over here on our show.
You thought that maybe Lazy had some real bad BO, I guess?
Yeah, Tim. Can someone talk to him?
Yeah, can one of you guys talk to him?
Can one of you guys talk to him?
Here. Neil, I see Lazy's like mail is sort of piling up. You think he's okay?
Lizard Centerfold Monthly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Lazy His was fresh a- direct of flies is getting stinky.
Yes. Yes, yes.
All well, right. Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, we're doing, I might just do the same thing because it's right here.
Great.
Yeah, me too. I'm not walking away from this one.
I know.
I can't leave this party for a minute.
Are you kidding me? I can't risk that.
Is Neil around or is he doing his own thing? Would he want to take a shot? Or if he's doing his thing, we don't have to bother him.
I think he's watching the Dodgers, but I can go get him.
Yeah, grab him.
Grab
I mean,
him.
If he's handy.
Neil!
Grab his ass.
Grab his ass. Oh, I'm eating pickles on the side, too. This is great. I think every podcast, I'm just going to have like a thing of pickles.
Sorry. Oh, no. He's already sauced.
Oh, God.
Rudy Tooty Too.
Oh, my gosh. He's sauced out the wall.
I've never seen him like
Has
this.
Has he had one thimble of
Contest
beer?
Contest winner Neil is drunk.
I was just going to say, before you start recording, I was going to ask Fran where my tiny dry penis cream is.
Is the cream tiny or is dry?
No, the cream is in a massive container. It's a tub, but let me know when you hit record.
We're recording now.
Right now.
Okay, welcome back. It's shot two time. Hey, we got
a moist penis.
Contest winner and essayist Neil Campbell has joined.
Yep. One of Fran's close friends.
I didn't say roommate.
Fran's bosom pal.
I actually wouldn't say we're friends. I would say roommates.
Have things been getting romantic with the friends?
Yeah, there's a little friends with benefits situation.
Ooh.
No strings attached.
The benefits are he stays out of my way. Am I right, boys? Come on.
Yes, thank you.
Who cares?
What do you guys got for your shot? I looked for the cheapest whiskey I had to see if this would erase it. And I didn't have anything shitty. The cheapest I had was Jack Daniels, which I respect. Some people don't like it, but I'm going to have Jack Daniels.
Little Jack.
Mike.
I just got the same thing. I didn't stray.
Bullet over here with a Vlasic back.
There you go. And Jamie.
We're doing the same. We're doing Jamie Pickles. Bottoms great. Up.
Here we go.
Fantastic. Bottoms up. Yep.
Hit the thing.
Yo. Boosh, boosh. Ow.
Ooh, clean palate.
Oh,
you guys are cringing over there. What's up?
I love it. It's a good cringe.
It is a good cringe.
Is it the spicy pickle? Cringe. Is it the spicy pickle that's making you?
Yeah, the McClure's juice is very spicy, but it's not the bad spice that like hurts your tongue. It makes your breath warm. It's great.
Mm. I will say a face made after a giant shot is not necessarily negative. To me, it's just like, damn, I just like blasted my system. But I like that shit. I like feeling like I'm having a reaction as opposed to like sipping a cocktail or like, you know, whatever. I feel like I like sort of a like high octane experience like that.
And you know, last time we were together, we got Casamigos shots and they were rough.
They were really rough.
The lime we bit into was like sour as hell.
Well, that's what they do, man.
The whole thing was kind of fucked up.
You guys know the blowout move, right? You take like a gross shot or something, you just go, and it like, you won't react like nearly as crazy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Sloppy Boys blowout.
The only blowout move our listeners need to worry about is putting $5 down every month on the Patreon.
Subscribing.
Or 10 if you want to hear a little Lennon pod. That's very fun.
That, having a big reaction to a shot reminds me there's this chain called Juice Press. I'm not sure how national it is or whatever, but they have something called a hangover cure, which is like have you guys ever had like sort of an elixir when you're super hungover?
It's like cayenne kind of like, and ginger.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's so, so potent. Like you take it and there's horseradish in it a lot of times.
It's in like a little, those little tiny bottles.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I've had that stuff.
There's different versions of it, but Juice Press has something called the hangover cure. And definitely on like days I've been out late or like definitely kind of had a night and need to sort of like get it out of my system. It is the most like pungent thing you could ever taste. Yeah. And on more than one occasion, I take the shot and then just immediately barf.
Oh no.
The very thing you were trying to avoid.
And it shows you now we're all stupid because it's like fool me once, but I have done that multiple times where I've taken the shot and been like, I'm not going to be hungover anymore. I'm doing my hangover cure. And I turn like sheet white. I'm sweating so hard. And I just like fully am barfing because it really is supposed to just sort of like, kind of like get rid of everything in your system.
Cleans you
out. Yeah, it does. Crazy. But there's no alcohol.
I wouldn't feel bad about barfing because, you know, when Steve-O snorts wasabi, he barfs. So
yes.
It's part of it, part of the plan.
It's natural.
I barf all the time. It doesn't embarrass me or make me feel, I feel like it's just sort of something that happens. I now in my older age have felt more, I would say anxiety about barfing in public. Like, I feel like I'm going to barf and I'm in public.
It's kind of frowned upon, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like mid-afternoon.
Well.
At work.
I used to just kind of like, I would say a bad smell can make me throw up. Like if I smell something nasty that can like make me fully just barf, and I have barfed in public definitely on more than one occasion. One time I threw up in a purse on the subway.
Ooh.
My own purse, relax.
Don't tell me it wasn't a Louis Vuitton.
I can't believe it was a designer handbag that I paid top dollar for.
No, not top dollar.
I
That's
wish I had
bring
it.
The value down. That's going to bring
I
the value way
it.
Down.
The resale.
She guys back off. She wishes she hadn't.
I wish I hadn't.
My worst public barf was, you ever see the group of guys that'll hang out in front of a U-Haul because they want to get hired for day laboring?
Sure, mm-hmm. sure.
Sure.
Well, one time we were moving into a house and I was hungover from the night before and we were going to get a U-Haul and I had to barf and I saw a garbage can in front of the U-Haul store. So I started running towards it and then those guys saw me and they all kind of swarmed me thinking I was going to hire them and then barfed in front of 12 guys. And that's the opposite of what you want when you're looking for an employment.
Yeah.
And you get bile and gross liquids.
Sure.
Yeah. That's really hard.
One time I went to visit my brother when he was in college and I was still in high school. And I went to visit him and we were, he took me out to the parties and the bars and I was drinking and stuff. But I was also wearing a pair of kind of like custard color, like yellow color pants. Mm. And
like Ronald McDonald.
I got really sick and was thrown up like crazy at the end of the night. And the next day, just looking at these pants made me like sick. For some reason.
Your own pants?
Like, looking...
Custard colored, and to be fair, custard color pants in the first place should make you barf.
But it was like, I couldn't even like look at the clothing I was wearing while I was drinking this stuff.
I'm just teasing you. Maybe my favorite parts of this pod is hearing about your guys' style in the past. When there was an episode where Tim described where you had the different patterned pants on each leg that your mom sewed for you.
Yeah.
The skids.
Yeah. That was a good look. Denim on one leg and pajama pant on the other leg. That's cool.
Oh, God.
Skids.
But I would assume, Mike, these tan khakis you're talking about, they were probably like Tom Ford, right?
He said custard colored.
They were custard colored Carhartts.
To me, that's yellow.
Yeah. When you say custard, I think mustard. Can you believe that?
No. Yeah. Dutz, we're on the same page because now I'm like, what color yellow were your pants? Like, don't be wearing yellow pants.
They're more yellow around a certain area.
When you say custard makes you think of mustard, that makes me flustered.
Michael, are you coming around on the idea of buying a buffalo plaid Carhartt jacket for this winter?
Cool.
Everyone wants you to do it.
I am not coming around on it.
Why not? Is it the pattern is not Hanfordy enough for you?
You're gonna look great.
No, I
don't know if I love it.
You're gonna
it.
Look like a softy, brother. Everyone's gonna think you're cool as hell.
That's what those guys wear.
What if you guys teamed up and got it for my birthday coming up November
3rd? That's what I'm getting at. Yes. Maybe the patrons on our Patreon show all
kind of
the
patrons will kick in.
Oh yeah, we should do that wish list shit that like OnlyFans girls do.
Oh my God, no. Yeah,
yes.
We should.
We definitely should.
Buy me a jacket.
I would like the King James Bible.
Oh. I would like some Dill Vlasic stackers.
Yes. You would like the correct alcohol for the drinks.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you guys, not to change the subject entirely.
No, please.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
But the last time, I haven't had a pickleback in a while, but I saw someone do a pickleback shot recently. I was down at the Hard Rock Cafe restaurant at Times Square.
Oh.
And I was there. I wasn't with this person, but who walks in? Two people, Timberlake and Timberland.
No.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God.
Timberland, yeah.
So they came in.
Star of Just Friends.
They're friends, yep. They're friends. And
yes.
I was there. I had gotten a gift certificate to Hard Rock like 3 years ago, and I didn't want to eat there, but I wanted to get the money back for it. So I was there for a long time trying to work this out with the manager. Anyway, while this was all being worked out at the bar is Timberlake and Timbaland, and Timberlake got a pickleback shot.
No shit.
What? Oh, cool.
He got one. And
hey, stars, they're like, just like us.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was kind of hungry. He was saying this to Timberland. He was hungry, but not like completely like famished or so, that's kind of what I got. But then, so the bartender came around and he ordered the shot, and I managed to get my phone out and do a little sneaky
texting?
Record.
Oh, recording.
No. I didn't want to text you guys this. I wanted to record it for you. Just in case he said something that we could maybe use on the podcast, and he did. So if you want to play that, that's...
Holy this shit.
Is awesome.
Timberlake.
Amazing.
Yeah. This is him ordering his drink.
I'll have a pickle back. Uh-huh. I'd also like to order a small snack. Yeah. Uh-huh. Barbecue ribs, but not the whole rack. Yeah. So just one pork rib and the pickle back. Yeah. Oh, you want anything, Timberland? I'm good. What'd you say? Ran out of pickle juice earlier today. Oh, this must just not be my lucky day. Also, my favorite jeans began to fray. You sure you don't want anything? I had a big lunch. Come here, sir. Go ahead, start making it. Cancel pickle back. Go ahead, start making it. Don't cancel the ribs. Go ahead, start making it. Just one rib. Go ahead, start making it. Now I'm eating ribs. Go ahead, start making it. I mean just one rib. Go ahead, start making it. I should have ordered sauce. Go ahead, start making it. This rib is really dry. Go ahead, put sauce on it. Wait, is that pickle juice? Go ahead, put sauce on it. Right next to the gin. Go ahead, put sauce on it. Oh, it's apple teeny mix? Go ahead, put sauce on it. Can I please have a water? Go ahead, put sauce on it. Timberland, do you have any Tums? This dry rib made me a little burpy and farty.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. You heard all that?
I heard it.
He
the stars are just like us. Yeah, he said all of it.
He made it burpy and farty?
Yeah.
He had the one rib, the one dry rib he ate made him burpy and farty.
Whew.
I have to say, stars are like us. Okay, that's truly crazy.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Because the first time I was like going to order, the first time I had a pickleback, I'm in line at this bar, whatever, that I told you guys about, Woodwork, whatever. And then I'm like, waiting in line, whatever. Woman in front of me is like Swedish, kind of a babe.
Uh-huh.
I'm definitely liking her vibe, whatever. I'm kind of careening my ear.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Listening to what she's ordering.
Sure.
And she's like, what are you going to get? I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure. Probably just like a tequila soda. And she's like, okay, well, I don't know, because I might have a shot and then something after it. And I was like, kind of like, what? How? What? Why? What?
How? I know the feeling. I know that feeling, friend.
How? I was like, what? Why? Uh-huh. And she's like, because I want a shot after the shot. And I was like, but how?
What?
Why?
What?
But what is it?
I could totally picture you just being like, why? And like, how?
Why are you getting, and how is it? But what? Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
And then this beautiful Swedish woman, turns to me and she kind of says, and I also recorded it. Okay. So she's looking at me, right? And I'm definitely wondering what she's going to order.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And I'm excited.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
She's Swedish. She's always looking for new drinks.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we know. I bet here it goes.
Yes.
So here she says, I had a new drink. I can barely emphasize how good it was. How should a person like me describe this drink? First I had whiskey, and then I spied the pickle jar. Yum, 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 yum. Here's what came next. I drank the brine. After the whiskey shot, I drank the brine. Jameson induces thirst for pickle juices. I drank the brine. After the whiskey shot, I drank the brine. First you drink the brown liquid, and then you have the one that's slightly green. Like Baby Yoda sweat. Yoda sweat. But
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's just slightly green, and like Baby Yoda is green, but his sweat is slightly green.
Slightly
yeah,
green.
You know how we sweat? Yeah. You sweat like kind of the lighter yeah. version
like
of whatever
a pale
your
skin color.
Color.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like mine is a little bit pink.
Believe me, and when she started explaining, I was like, your vocals are pretty loud, and the music underneath is kind of soft.
Yeah, that's you crazy. She had music. Was there music on my recording of Timberlake?
Yeah,
I couldn't remember.
There was, yeah.
Oh, there was? Yeah. Yeah, that was cool to get the music there. And it was a Swedish person, just a Swedish.
You're just a beautiful Swedish woman. That's all we know.
She was there with her brother and I think a friend of theirs.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's times like this I'm just so grateful, like both of you, that you had your, you know, we have these mobile devices, you can just hit record, you know?
Was the Swedish person...
To quote Joseph Gordon-Levitt, you know, hit record.
Yes, thank you. was the Swedish person, Fran, did you talk to them, were they a singer by trade?
Seemed like it.
You can tell, you can tell. You can
the
tell.
Look. The voice.
The look, the vibe.
The sound coming out of the mouth.
Sang about sang. The brine.
Right. A lot of people that don't work in like the vocalism field don't often sing. You know, they'll just be talking and it's less like melodic.
Right. Right. That's exciting. I mean, yeah, the seems like the singers are drinking picklebacks.
But that is
Jeff's doing a pickleback shot right now.
No, I was just taking a little sip.
It's definitely how I learned, because it's hard to remember. And then it was like, I drank the brine. You know, I drank the brown stuff. Then I drank the brine.
Yeah, it's so memorable. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't
it's
mention
slightly
it.
Green.
I'm surprised you didn't mention it at the top of the show when we asked how you first had one. But I probably
know.
Just forgot for like
I
a
know.
Minute.
Selective memory. Maybe something we said kind of jarred that. It had been repressed.
Yeah, maybe you're like, oh, right, I do have a recording of that night.
Yeah.
All those years ago, that night.
Yeah, very much like in Ransom, where he hears the man's voice and then he pisses down his leg.
Mel Gibson, yeah.
Yeah, let's just say Hanford's clip was reminiscent of me pissing down my leg.
Mm. I swore before the show I was only going to have two pickleback shots, but I'm kind of reaching for a third.
I know, Tim, I swore up and down.
And this is why it is truly the world's best drink.
It really is.
Yeah. Better than water.
Because you feel like it's nothing.
It's universal.
And we're having fun.
And
finally, we're having some fun on this.
Did cancel out the Jameson, so I haven't had anything to drink.
That's right. It's back to zero.
Basically, your first shot.
Let's get our shots ready.
Yeah, I'm pouring it up.
Quick break.
Yeah, quick break. All right. We'll be back, folks. Yuck.
I'm also eating pickles. Oh,
cartoon drunk burp.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm back.
Guess who's back?
I'm live.
Fran, are you back?
I'm back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're all back.
Hey, you guys had some really good audio clips, but I just had an idea that I don't have an audio clip, but I wanted to ask you if you think this is funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If there was a band called Pickleback, and then they had a song that said, "This is how you are briny." Is that funny?
It's
Do you think that's really funny?
That's good.
Okay,
that's
funny. That's all I wanted
it's
to just ask.
It's really funny.
I just to clarify, I didn't. The clip I played didn't. If you found it humorous, fine. That it wasn't to be funny. That
no,
was
no.
Just
my thing is totally separate. My thing is
different idea.
Well, I'm a comedy writer. I've got two WGA award nominations. Actually,
yeah. So you're always thinking about funny stuff.
Yes.
And Mike, you were telling us a story about how you needed to get your money back from the Hard Rock. Did that ever happen?
No, it was about an hour and a half of dealing with the manager. I couldn't get the money back. So I had to forfeit the, because I wasn't going to eat there.
Money back, pickle back. It's all like, that's kind of confusing. Mm-hmm.
So I just forfeited the gift certificate. $50.
Damn.
Oh.
You could have given it to your new friends.
No, because I don't want anyone to eat there.
The Hard Rock?
Yeah, right. Until they put a copy of our album up on the wall, a poster of our album covers.
Dude, oh, if they ever put up... Yes.
Sorry, I was going to say, not to change the subject, but I have a question for the Sloppy Boys. As a fan...
We're taking questions. This is the Q&A part of this.
No, you don't have
now,
to.
Now, if it's a questions for Lennon, that's more of a the
I know.
Higher tier thing.
I'm just honestly talking about drinking now with three of my dear friends who I know also love drinking.
Mm-hmm. I don't love this. Okay. I don't love drinking. It's killing me.
Really?
Slowly really but surely great. It is.
Oh my God. I love it so much. It's truly fun. Maybe the most fun thing in the world. I like listening to your podcast because when I'm not drinking, I like thinking about drinking.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy, but it's fun.
That's
fun.
About right.
Yeah. I know you guys have talked about brunch drinks and kind of which to I say the French 75. But
nice.
Which I said,
would be what? Champagne and what else?
It's a liqueur. Oh, God, I don't know.
I think it's champagne for my real friends and real pain for my sham friends.
Yeah.
What about you? I think it's champagne poppy.
I was going to say, because this is, to me is different than a morning drink. What is your hair of the dog?
Oh.
Oh, very good. Questiono. I was
because
honestly
I have
thinking,
to say, and not to get too personal, but I've had a couple shots. Mm-hmm. There, mm-hmm. At Saturday Night Live, the schedule is like you just have one day off, and mm-hmm. In your one day off, you're coming off of a late night of possibly partying.
Yeah,
and so hair of the dog
possibly
is so key
crucial
to me.
Yeah,
because it means you're gonna have a Sunday or not have a Sunday. And I don't think I've ever been able to sort of master, because I feel like I'm such like a shots queen. I'm like obsessed with like showing up and making everybody take a shot, that I'm like, what is a normal hair of the dog? And I'm curious about your answers.
Well, when people say hair of the dog, they mean hair of the dog that bit you. So it's supposed to be the same thing you were drinking the night before.
You're right. Smart.
But
technically, yeah.
I don't subscribe to that at all. I don't think it matters. Like once alcohol goes in your blood does its thing. And my hangover cure is, the secret for me is to go really easy on the booze, because you don't want drunk day two. And sometimes I've had a double Bloody Mary, and then I fucking
So it's double the vodka.
Yeah, but then Monday is a hangover. I just kicked the can. You know what I mean? So here's what I do is a bloody with all the accoutrement. pickles, dilly beans, olives. But
dilly dilly.
It's only a half shot of vodka.
Oh.
So that's mostly just sort of accessories.
You're drinking
But
you're,
the, but it's only tomato. Barely enough alcohol to just take the edge off the barfs.
Ah. Yeah, I remember I was quite impressed. We were at a make-your-own bloody bar, you and I, Tim, after Ferguson's wedding, and you did a great job.
Oh, that was a good one. That.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
It was a great one. Okay, cool. What are you guys doing? So Timmy's answer is kind of like a low-level alcohol, but mostly kind of...
salty stuff.
Filling it with,
and a breakfast burrito.
Filling it with kind of disguisers, sort of like not alcohol, but associated with.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Like greasy food is a good thing. I usually do, I'll get like a small, like leather, like horse crop type thing, and sort of bludgeon my back as sort of a penance for the
previous night's sins.
Yeah.
That's kind of kinky, Mike.
I've never done a hair of the dog, like an actual alcoholic drink.
You have. I remember.
Yes,
after.
You have, Hanford.
Well, what?
Brunch.
What are you talking about?
When?
Sunday Funday.
After like the big house parties on like, back at the old house, we'd be cleaning up the cans and you'd be cracking a Bud Light while we clean up the cans.
Yeah, probably a Bud Light then.
That's what I'm talking about. A hair of the dog means when you're super hungover, what you drink to sort of get yourself back in it.
Yeah. But I mean, I think more it's like greasy food is what gets me back.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
But I agree. I agree. I mean
151.
Whoa. Hey,
wow. That's cool.
Whole bottle.
Damn.
I hear you.
Yeah, whole bottle.
And for me, salvia.
Jeff!
You guys are bad.
What? I like to go to some weird realm.
Ooh. Oh, okay. No, that makes sense. You don't like this realm, so you want to be in a weird realm.
Yeah.
Guys, I looked up the French 75, and it is gin. Gin, lemon, simple syrup. That's what you add to your champagne.
See, Lil Mookie B also loves the French 75.
It's very delicious and feels kind of like a drink you can have during the day.
Yeah.
Invented at Harry's Bar in Paris.
Wow.
Hey, Fran. I do Bloody Mary, but I don't go half shot. I go normal strength. Where do you fall as far as Bloody Mary versus mimosa?
Always bloody.
Yeah.
But I will say, I think earlier we were talking about like hacks. I feel like people early on told me that an airplane hack was just ordering Bloody Mary mix because it's free, but you don't get the alcohol in it, but it's very filling.
Oh.
Like if you're in a long flight but don't want to pay for food, you get Bloody Mary mix because it's very, very filling, but it has so much fucking sodium in it.
Right.
Crazy.
It is like you're having like insane heartburn in the sky and you're like, oh, this is how I die. I had too much sodium.
And if you're drinking a whole can of that is meant to make like probably like two Bloody Marys or something on the rocks.
I think it's called Miss Mary's. It's called Miss Mary's bloody it, right?
There's Tim. Mr. and Mrs. T's is the one I always see.
Oh, Mr. T. Yeah.
But the reason that's popular in the air is because people have reported dulled taste in the air. So that's why Bloody Mary mix is a popular order, and so is ginger ale on flights.
Oh.
Damn.
I don't know why.
Well, I will say the idea of orange juice and champagne does not excite me at all. I affiliate it with like being a bridesmaid and getting ready the morning of the wedding. And it's just, I don't know. I don't find it exciting.
Well, it's also weird when you're adding something like if it were a liquor, if you add juice to liquor, that's good. But champagne is champagne, and then you add juice to it, you're just diluting it.
Yeah,
it's no good.
It's nothing to me.
Well, hey, do we do these last things, and we'll get into final thoughts?
Yes. Here we go.
Why don't you do this? We'll each do our final thought as we do our shot. So one at a time,
and we'll talk through it.
You just say,
"Great."
Order again. Gulp.
Okay. You go first, Mike.
Order again.
And there he goes.
With a and but this time with a fireball shot.
My God.
No.
After the pickleback.
How dare you? Oh my
God. Wait,
you did a fireball back.
Fireball
back.
That's
called a fireball back, and you wish you could.
No, it would be whiskey, pickleback, and then fireball.
Michael.
Tim, you go.
It could happen.
Okay, here we go. My final thought is boom, order again. Yeah, no appointment. Yeah, delicious. Maybe my favorite drink we've had on the pod.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's
shit, I forgot to tap my thing.
So then you're null and void.
And for me, I'm going to say, yeah, it's an order again. Oh, boy. Oh, it took a big one that time. And yeah, you're going to want to do it again. Ah, but the pickle makes it nice. Feel that? Smooth.
Oh, yeah?
Back on solid ground,
yeah,
baby.
That's sort of the unsung hero of the pickleback shot. No one's talking about the pickle juice, you know?
Yeah.
And I got to say, no surprise to anyone, order every time.
Again every and again time. And again.
Ooh. Never order anything else.
Oh, look at her go. Pound.
The only drink.
Pound. There goes the pickle.
The only drink. There you have it, folks. It's the only drink.
It is the only drink. And I have to say, when I die, really do bury me with Jameson and a jar of pickles.
We will.
It has brought me more joy in my life than anything else, any person.
More than your roommate?
What about the teachings of Del Close?
When I tell you picklebacks are, if I could marry picklebacks.
Your soulmate? You can.
You can.
I mean, these days.
Tim.
Wow. Delicious. This is the best drink ever. And I'm going to eat this whole jar of pickles. McClure's, we love you. Send us barrels.
Yeah, and Vlasic, you know, we like you too, actually. That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode, and Questions for Lennon, our monthly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Francis.
Bye. How do I sign out here without...
Huh?
How do
just
I
say thanks for having me. I had a good time.
Oh, my God. I thought it was over.
No, you had a good time.
No, this is recording.
We're still going.
Fran, if you had a bad time, you can say so now.
Yeah. If you can right now say, erase my entire take.
Yeah, we'll just play the episode.
I thought was talking to me as Fran, not Fran as a podcast.
Not the character, not the Fran character.
The podcast.
Oh, the character of Fran, yes. Who's eating
well, thanks for coming
right
on, Fran. This was great.
Thank you, Fran. Please say hi to Lazy Guy, the lazy lizard who lives in front of your house.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
What a fucking train wreck.
Well, geez, I think best guess because Gabers didn't make a song.
That's true.
Yeah.
All he talked about was Long Island.
I don't understand if we're still recording.
We are.
Yes, we are.
Do you want to shit talk Gabrus and say that you were a better guest?
I love Gabrus. If I'm going to talk about my number one drinking buddy, I would have said his name first.
There you go.
He
ending on a sweet note.
Definitely. He and I had some... late nights, fun nights.
Be honest, have you ever been to McManus together?
Oh, God.
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, Tim, you motherfucker. Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
See you soon, Tony. I'm going to watch another episode.
Prescriptions.
Thank you so much for having me, promoting my favorite drink and life partner.
Hold on. Fran, where can people find you? And do you have anything you want to plug?
Honestly, I was just so grateful to be on this podcast, drinking my favorite drink, and no,
Lazy Guy, check him out.
Oh yeah, Lazy Guy, check him out. Yes.
And did you want to do a Tony Soprano impression?
If you wanted to.
Yeah, did you?
This
you
outro said is like 4.5 minutes.
Yeah,
it's longer than that. You said at the beginning before we recorded you wanted to do your impression.
You begged.
Prescriptions.
Hey! Bullying works.
All right, toodaloo. All right.
Okay, great. We're done.
Goodbye.